us. The windows are open.
Yeah, window's coming.
Open.
Close the door.
Close the door.
No, okay. Not get, getting
yeah.
Yeah. No.
The windows are open.
Yeah.
We want to phone.
Call Brenda.
Brenda.
Shrinvan Subhadrani Rathanga Panir Janmani Karmani Chayani Loki Gitani Namani Tadarthakani Gayan Vilajjo Vicharit Asangaha
Shrinvan Subhadrani Rathanga Panir Janmani Karmani Chayani Loki Gitani Namani Tadarthakani Gayan Vilajjo Vichareda Sangha
Shrivan Subhadrani Ratanga Pane Janmani Karmani Chayani Loke Gita Minamami Tadartakani Gayan Vilajjo Vichareda Sangha
Vilajjo. Srinivan Subhadrani Ratanga Bani Karmani Yamani Karmani Sajani Loki Gitani Namani Yatantakani Gayam Vilajo Picharat Asanga
Brinda Dubhaya Bolve Dubhaya Bolve
You have remembered?
Yeah.
Follow.
Go with that.
Okay. Shrinivan Subhadrani Ratanga Paner Janmani Karmani Chayani Loke Gitani Namani Tadartakani Gayam Vilajo Vichareda
Sangha.
Very good.
All right.
No.
I like his style.
The first and the last.
Shrivan Subhadra Ratanga Pani. Janmani Karmani Vicharetta
Chayani.
Very good.
It's going to the end.
Gitani Namani Tadartakani. Gayan Vilajjo Vicharetta Sangha.
Ah, very good.
Mother, Krishna Devi.
Here also?
Yeah. Okay. Shrinivan Subhadrani Ratanga Pane Janmani Karmani Chayani Loke Gitani Namani Tadantakani Gayam Vilajo Vichareta Sangha. Father.
You can read that.
Shrinivan
Subhadrani Ratanga Pane Janmani Karmani Chayani Loke Gitani Namani Tadartakani Artakani Gayam Vilajo Vichareta Sangha.
Best.
Remember first slope of Gita.
Sarva dharmani parityajya.
Tomorrow, you both.
Bala,
you remember? You remember?
sarva dharma paritya ja
mamekam saranam
mamekam
very good way
learn it
aradha bhagavan ilo
aradha bhagavan rajeshata
nay ila aradha bhagavan jane aradha bhagavan rajeshata nay
ke jane
na
dai ji dujone jane
dai
mamika dapi
that is
real
bolo
dai dil
The nine Yogendras are explaining to Nimi Maharaj, the first Yogendra Kavi, is explaining that one should wander without any attachment to house, family, sons, daughters, wife, etc. One should wander freely without any shame, vilajjo, singing and hearing the names of Ratangapanir, Sri Krishna. And because these names are Subhadrani, they are all auspicious. And they describe the activities and the birth of the Lord, Sri Krishna.
Gitani namani tadarthakani.
The
Gitani
song.
Singing.
All the songs which are composed by rishis, maharshis and bhakta kavi, Gitani, Namani. Namani means Damodar, Radhakant, Rasbihari, Nandanandan, with past time.
Jasudananda.
Namani. Tadarthakani.
Oh. And the meaning?
With the meaning.
Meaning also. Gayan Vilajyo, without shame. Very good. You?
One should, without any sense of shame, wander.
Who's telling? Why telling?
The
reference would be given first.
The Navayogendras, headed by Sri Kavi, is saying this to.
Not headed, but one of them.
Now, only Borata.
Hello.
He's explaining this verse that one should wander without any sense of, without any vilajja or sense of shame. One should wander without any material association, asanga. Simply always hearing the pastimes, the birth and activities of Sri Krishna, who holds in his hand a chariot wheel, Ratangapane, and one should also always sing the songs about Sri Krishna and chant his names. In Srila Gurudev, I was thinking maybe in the association of pure Vaishnavas.
Yeah, it'll come on.
Because in second shloka of Upadeshamrita, Srila Saraswati Thakur says to avoid bad association is only, it's possible automatically if one has the association of a pure Vaishnav.
Why Ratangapane?
You know, Krishna Dev.
No.
Can I say anything? Ratangapani here is.
You can tell all the meaning.
Okay, good. Here, King Nimi Maharaj is asking what is the goal of life and how to obtain it. So, all the Navayogendras, they are giving their. their suggestions and according to Shastra, sages, rishis. So Kavi is one of them and he is explaining to King Nimi that first of all we should give up fear and how to do that. Yeah, Bayam Dvitviya Binivesatashyat. Yeah, by understanding the reason why we are full of fear and we are too much attached to the bodily conception of life. And the only way to overcome that is by taking shelter under the guidance of pure sadhu, pure Gurudev. Then continuing, Kavi is explaining that this process, yeah, by which we can obtain the ultimate goal of life is by being in the association of Vaishnavas, pure Vaishnavas always. Yeah. And if one is free from fear, meaning that he is no longer embarrassed by the dualities of this world, then he can easily focus and remember the all auspicious, glorious activities of Sri Krishna, who is referred to here as Ratangapani, which means that he's holding the wheel, yeah, in his hand to go towards Bhishma Dev. Yeah. And the significance of this is how glorious this is, that Sri Krishna, he even, to protect his own devotee, he gives up his own promise that he will not participate in fighting. So Sri Krishna is the protector of his devotees. By remembering this,
who devotee?
Arjun. Okay. Arjun is here. Yeah. Arjun is facing severe problems and Sri Krishna gives up his own promise that he will not participate. And Bhishma is very happy because he wanted to have that exchange with Sri Krishna.
Yeah.
So he is very happy. All are very happy. Sri Krishna very happy. So this, hearing these activities, yeah, one who is not embarrassed by the activities, dualities of this world, who is in sadhu sangha, hearing these beautiful songs, descriptions of Sri Krishna, like Gurudev just explained, Damodar, and all the other beautiful forms of Sri Krishna, yeah, by focusing upon these particular descriptions, yeah, very easily one will attain the ultimate goal of life, which is pure love of Godhead.
Very good. Yeah. When Vasudeva Maharaj was doing fire sacrifice, just going on, then Naradishi came down from Vaikuntha planet and chanting his Bina, Simon Narayana, 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 Simon Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. And Vasudeva Maharaj told, now stop yoga, no need to do fire sacrifice anymore. But the result of fire sacrifice has come down, because it is easy to get darshan of Bhagavan, but it is very difficult to get darshan of his pure devotee.
Mm-hmm.
Then Vasudeva Maharaj asked Narada Rishi, how I can get rid of this material world? Then Narada Rishi began to laugh. Well, Krishna is your son, and still you have something in material world? Well, no, please tell me. Then Narada Rishi narrated the story of dialogue between Nemi Maharaj and Navajagandra Rishi. Among one of the Navajagandra Rishi's Kobi, he told to Vasudeva Maharaj, when he asked what is the goal of life, then he told
Nemi Maharaj,
Srinnan Subhadrani Rathanga Pane, Janmani Karmani Chajani Loke, Gitani Namani Tadarthakani, Gayan Vilajjo Vicharayita Sangha. Srinnan Subhadrani Rathanga Pane, had to listen fast, Srinnan. Srinnan Subhadrani Rathangapane. Rathangapane means the limbs of chariot, like wheel, axle. Why Rathangapane, not Chakrapani? Because Bhishma Pitamaha promised in Mahabharata battle, Hari se asta gahaun apne ko santanu putra kahaun. If I son of my father, then I promise that I force Krishna to take the weapon. And Krishna promised, I will not take any weapon in the Mahabharata battle. But Bhishma was fighting such a way, and Arjun facing severe difficulty. Then Arjun, seeing this Arjun condition, Bhagavan Krishna could not tolerate. He jumped from the chariot and took the wheel and want to kill Bhishma Dev. Then Bhishma Dev fall and pray to Krishna. Subhadrani, why not Bhadrani? Subhadrani, Bhadrani means mangal, welfare for all beings. Subhadra means very auspicious, because all incarnation of God, they are Gitani, they are Charitrani is Bhadrani, but Krishna saying Bhagavan, so it mentions Subhadrani, special auspices. Rathangapane, Janmani, Karmani, Chajani, Loke. When he is incarnate in this world, taking birth and doing so many pastimes, all are Subhadrani. Moreover, Gitani Namani, have to sing his name, like Sri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Kishora Krishna Hasi Yasoda Tanaya Prasida Sri Vallabhi Jivana Radhikesa. In this slok, Swasanthana Goswami gave explanation of all kind of rasas are there, all kind of mukha rasas. Gita in Amin Tadartha Kani, Gayan Vilajjo, which are have to wander in this world, completely become similar. So if I do, if I move in this street and chant the holy name, what society will tell, why my relative will tell, forget it. If you have hatred mood and fearing and same, then you could not progress in Krishna consciousness. So if one really want to progress in Krishna consciousness, have to be good association and do this, then his life will be successful and proceed Krishna consciousness very rapidly.
Brinda.
No remnants are left. No more remnants. So this this shloka, as Maharaj was explaining, when Narada Muni was talking to Vasudev, then he was relating the story of King Nimi with the Navayogendras, and then questioning him that actually Maharaj Nimi immediately said, he asked a question after giving proper respect. Why he asked immediately question? Because he said, just 1 moment of association of pure Vaishnavas, which is very, very rare in this world. So he didn't want to waste time in social talks. So he asked him how to obtain the goal of life and how to serve. And then King Sri Kavi explained, one of the Navayogendras, that one should give up the bodily conception and fear. And then by this, one should one should wander without embarrassment and without taking notice of the opinions of others. One should wander in asatsanga, asanga, without attachment to worldly association and mental speculation, especially. And then one should sing constantly the glories of the Lord of Sri Krishna, who is Ratanga Paneer, who is about to throw the wheel to Sri Bhishma Dev. So and then these names of Krishna are all auspicious because they're explaining the transcendental birth and activities of Sri Krishna. And also the names of Sri Krishna, which are related to his different pastimes like Mukunda, Gopala, especially by chanting those names, this is very auspicious and ultimate the benefit of the conditioned souls.
So in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the story of this conversation between Nimi Maharaj and the Navayogendra is described. And Kavi, one of the Yogendra, is explaining to Nimi Maharaj which is the goal of life. And he says that an intelligent person that left the material life, such as wife, family, and material possessions, should only wander without anything else, just chanting Krishna's name and telling the pastimes to remember them. And just as Krishna with a wheelchair going to Bhishma to kill him,
You finished.
She's Italian.
The devotee must be bold in the same way, and the weapon to conquer worldly life is chanting the holy name of Krishna.
Sufficient.
Yes, here is this sentence given by the from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto. Described how a person who has conquered the fear and controlled the mind, that he should start wander without any fear, any embarrassment around the world, preaching and chanting the holy names and preaching the Krishna consciousness Like here is the Krishna is described like the holder of the wheel chariot, you know, while he's going to kill Bhishma Dev. So that means also, I think, that this devotee, this person who has without any attachment, should be very bold and going and preaching and chanting the glories of the names of Krishna for the benefit of the conditioned soul without any asanga. Means without any material association, in association with pure devotees.
Very.
Tomorrow.
Evang brata sapya nama kritta.
Evang brata sapya nama. After this is.
Thank you.
Thank you.